From Tidbits on January 14th, 2008, this is the audio version of CES 2008 Day 1, Keyboards, Power, Eyewear, and More by Jeff Porton. You know you're a geek when one of the best parts of your day in Las Vegas is seeing a hot new keyboard. Art Lebedev is showing the real, non-vaporware, made of actual atoms, Optimus Maximus keyboard, where each key is a tiny OLED display. When you switch your layout from QWERTY to Dvorak, all the keys change with it. Perhaps more usefully, special function keys and the standard F keys can house application icons to remind you what they're all going to do. At $460 a pop, the Optimus Maximus is a splurge for most people, but I can see how it would be useful for public computers that are used by an international group. I've been to dozens of conferences where the participants had to mentally remap a physical keyboard to their home country's layout. I suspect it's also just a matter of time before some life hack website comes up with a method to make this a fantastic productivity tool. Just think of what you could do with AppleScript, macros, and a keyboard that dynamically changes functions and shows you how it's changing to automate your workflow into one or two keystrokes. There are some fascinating power accessories here at the show. PowerCast is demoing various methods of transmitting power without wires, which would be great for charging cell phones and laptops without plugs. Aqua Power System is looking for American distributors for their batteries, which run on water. Any kind of water. Quote, it will work with alcoholic drink, beer, cola, coffee, and even saliva or urine in an emergency situation without water. End of quote. Apparently, fuel cells are also being demonstrated elsewhere on the show floor. Finding them is on my to-do list. The winner for the best Geordi LaForge iPod accessory is iViews Video Eyewear. A decent display and built-in headphones make this a killer toy for watching movies on a plane, but text starts to break down at greater than 800 by 600 resolution, so it won't do much for portable productivity. It's cool, but is it useful? SanDisk's Cruiser Titanium Plus, a USB flash drive with 4 gigabytes of memory with a twist. The gimmick is that everything you put on the drive is also uploaded simultaneously to online storage. Through your computer, the drive itself isn't online. It's good to have a redundancy plan, but I can't think of a use where I'd need to have a file in 3 places, one of them being on my person. If I'm physically carrying a file, that's because I've decided I won't have online access to it. The drive costs $60, and the online storage costs $30 per year after 6 months for free. I have to say, when you're carrying around about 20 gigabytes in free flash storage from exhibitors, it lowers your opinion of the market value. Another neat idea, I think, comes from PhoneCasting, which lets you record a podcast or audio blog entry by phone, simplifying what can be a tricky process. PhoneCasting assigns a phone number to every podcast it records, enabling your listeners, all 3.25 billion worldwide cell phone subscribers, according to PhoneCasting's rather breathless press release, which you can hear at 702-553-2764, to call up and hear your latest podcast over your phone. There are SMS messages to alert people to the existence of a podcast show, and PhoneCasting can insert radio-style ads into the podcast so you can generate revenue as well. How many people want to listen to podcasts via long and likely expensive phone calls? I can't criticize too much, having accidentally left my iPod Nano at home, but it seems questionable. Podcasters receive 250 megabytes of storage for free and presumably pay for extra. The cost, if any, to those making the calls is oddly not mentioned in my press kit or on the home page. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Matt Newberg, and thanks for listening.